If you have your Bible, turn to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Let's look at verse 11, and we'll begin right there. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. The Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." We've looked at this several times, this text, and I tell you, the book of Titus is a wonderful, wonderful text. We see as Paul was writing from prison to his beloved Titus, and he was giving him them encouraging words that only he could give. Amen. He knew where people were in the world. He knew where people could be. And praise God, he knew there was one that could deliver you safe into a better place and a better day. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for today. I'm looking for a better place and a better day. I say it just gets better farther along as we're a children of God, as we're seeking His face, and we begin to see the power of God. Amen. And we looked one time at this back in last year, I believe it was, on the prospect of godliness and how we can be that that Christ would have us to be. Amen. We don't have to continue in the way that we used to be. We definitely don't have to go in the ways of the world that they would choose for us. But praise God, we can go in a way that's pleasing to God. And we preach it another time at looking at our blessed hope. That hope that we all have in Christ Jesus. Without Him, we'd be in this world hopeless. That's what's wrong with the world today. They're seeking to try to find something that'll pacify their bodies. And praise God, when they need a touch of depth in the depths of their soul, that hope that comes from the throne of grace, that ministers to us and through us the precious oracles of God. Amen. To realize how true it is. Right? We see that all the time. We see that. You and I see how God's Word is so true. And it just manifests to us in so many ways. We can see it for ourselves. Amen. You get to looking for God any at all, you'll see Him pretty quick. He'll manifest Himself to you. You get looking for Him, He'll manifest Himself to you before the day's over. He'll show you His goodness. He'll show you His mercy. He'll show His goodness. And He'll give you that hope that you need. Amen. So He is that way to walk. He is that blessed hope that we have. But I want to preach on this morning, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes, on the glorious appearing of our Savior. The glorious appearing of our Savior. Now we see here in the Word of God, in this intro, we see the Word of God. He says that He is that God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Amen. God has showed us through His precious Word, amen. I praise God that He loved us and He sent His only begotten Son to die for us so that we might have hope and that hope be in Him. He's the only hope we have. He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." I'll tell you what we need to do in these last days is lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. We're trying to do Dr. Spock yes and Dr. Spock that when we just need to be passing out the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, His godly life, His ministry on earth, and His goodness and His mercy and His grace that He has to offer me and you. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Amen. God's laid it out right there. Praise God. We have blessed hope. We have blessed help. And praise God, we have the encouragement, amen, all the way to the end of the way. There's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to back off. And there's surely no place to get off. Amen. Amen. We got to get in and get and just press on for glory. God, if you look around here at these little ones, there's a whole lot at stake. Amen. These people living all around us in our community, praise God, that need the touch of God in their lives. And without that, they're going to die and go to hell, lost without God. You say, "Preacher, you still believe there's a literal burn hell?" Praise God. Yeah, it's never changed. It's there. It's a place of the wicked dead. Amen. It's a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, or where their worm dieth not. It's a place of torment day and night forever and through eternity. It's a place of godliness or godlessness. where there's no God at all. Yeah. Amen. And he said that the wicked will be wicked still in that awful place. There'll still be a cursing God in hell. Amen. It's an awful, awful place. But he said, praise God, because of the glorious appearing that we have. We don't have to worry about that. We have the hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have a hope of Christ Jesus coming to the saints, coming in the air. It's that 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Coming to take us out of here to be with Him, praise God, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. He's coming one day in a little while, praise God. He's coming and we're going. Amen. Amen. Praise God, those that died in Christ will be brought with Him. Amen. And those that are alive and He's coming, praise God, will be taken up to be with Him. Amen. I'm glad I'm a child of the King. I'm glad I'm one of those that's been bought with the price. I've been paid for. I've been redeemed. Glory be to God. I'm His, praise God, and He's mine this morning. And I'm just looking for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. Praise God. The glorious appearing of Lord Jesus Christ when He comes to get us. Amen. Not only is He going to come get the saints, but praise God, one day in a little while, Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He's going back to establish His kingdom, praise God. Amen. To rule and reign for 1,000 years. Boy, what a Savior we have, and what glory will be bestowed on Him. Amen. He'll come. There won't be no foolishness in. Amen. Praise God. In the Revelation, He tells us, praise God, that old wicked one will be destroyed. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. He said, He shall destroy the wicked with the brightness of His coming. A devil, praise God, won't stand a chance, amen, when Jesus Christ our Lord appears. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, you want to get rid of the devil. Brother Lynn, let me tell you how to get the devil off your back. Just get to saying Jesus, 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 and expecting to see Him when you call. Amen. Amen. You get to saying Jesus, 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 and expecting to show up, praise God, when you call for Him. You talk about getting the devil off your back. The Bible said you just commit yourself to God and resist, praise God. You put up that resistance, and the devil has to flee. Amen. Amen. He'll run off. He'll get away from you. He'll go hunt him an easier target. What happens if we ain't careful? We make ourselves an easy target for the devil. Amen. I don't know about you, I ain't going to be an easy target. She said, well, how you keep being a target? You just say, Jesus, 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 praise God. Amen. If we'll start calling on Him in the morning. Amen. Now, Brother Bill, if you're like me, praise God, you're a pretty good person. You know, you start your day off righteous. Amen. Praise God, you ain't messed up, ain't had a bad thought, ain't, I pray God, but all of a sudden you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, and there you are. Amen. Won't be long till you'll throw them feet out of the bed. Pray God, you'll need all the help you can get. Yeah. Amen. Hey, that fella we shaved, that lady that we fluff her hair, praise God, that's the worst enemy we have. But praise God, when we're looking for His appearing, we're seeking Lord Jesus Christ, we expect Him to show up, praise God, and all of a sudden, you look around and there He is. Amen. I'm talking about help from the throne of grace, praise God. He said it's new every day. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I'm glad we don't get old stale stuff from God. Amen. I'm glad we get new refreshment every day, praise God. If you ain't getting it, praise God, it's because you ain't wanting it. Praise God, we come looking to expect and we'll find it. Bless His glorious name. Amen. So we see, number one, the splendor of His coming. Oh, what glory to behold. When Lord Jesus Christ steps out, praise God, and comes and says, come up here, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. What a day that'll be. Can you imagine? Well, could you just imagine if you as a reporter sitting off to the sideline when Jesus steps out, glory be God, with a shout and a trump. Glory to God on that glorious day. And He says, young'uns, come on home. Hey, glory. What a story they'd have to tell. But we're living in a day and an hour nobody wants to tell the tale. Amen. They'll go around. They won't tell nothing good. And they'll not tell nothing that's good about God. They'll not mention the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they don't want to offend nobody. Amen. Praise God, I tell you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Because it's the power of God to save. Amen. It's that touches your heart. It's that makes a difference down the hearts and the minds of men. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. See, there's a contrast here. When He comes, praise God, He comes with power and great might. Authority. He's coming in glory. But see, when he came the first time, his first time he came in humility. Amen? He came as a humble babe born in a stable in Bethlehem so many years ago. A humble stable, a humble place where animals was born. Because there's no place for him. No pillow for his head. But praise God, he came anyway. Amen. He was raised not in a palace, but in a little city, in a carpenter's home. Amen. He left the palace of glory and came down here. Praise God, to be born in a stable and to live, amen, in a carpenter's shack. Amen. Nothing great about him. No glory to behold. Amen. His ministry was a ministry of disrespect. Everywhere he looked, the religious folk was saying, away with him. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't believe they'd be like that. Lord Jesus Christ, why not? We are. We're living a day in our praise God when everybody said, get rid of Jesus. Don't mention that name. Yeah. Amen. I want to say, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Right. Amen. Right. We better get to Jesus, praise God, or we won't find Him. Amen. We won't find the right way, praise God. We'll end up in the wrong way if we don't get Jesus. But that glorious appearance, that gloriousness of His coming, praise God. He came in a humble stable. He came not in splendor, but in disrespect. He came and was crucified in dishonor. Amen. They took our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they nailed Him to a tree. A cross on Calvary. On Mount Calvary, He died for your sins and mine. Amen. He died. He shed His blood. Amen. For me and you. He gave His life. He laid it down. Amen. But he that lay it down could also take it up. Glory be to God. And He can have life and give life to us. Praise His holy name. So we see the contrast. Amen. But when He comes back. Amen. Glory be to God. When He comes back, we'll see His glory. There's glory to behold in the precious Lamb of God. Praise His holy name. There's glory. Amen. He will be glorious in His appearing when He comes. Amen. Amen. He come as a little babe. His mother riding on a donkey entered into a little old place called Bethlehem. Born in a stable. Raised up, praise God, in a little old no-name town called Nazareth. Amen. But praise God, glory be to God. When He comes again, He's coming in splendor and great glory. He's coming as a Savior to behold. Amen. A Savior to praise and give glory to. Amen. Boy, if they could have only recognized Him when He come. He said, preacher, I don't understand. The same reason we don't see Him today in His glory and His splendor. He is God Almighty. Amen. He rules and reigns, praise God, and He will rule and reign. Praise God. Whether we let Him rule and reign over us, praise God, is up to us. Amen. But He'll rule and reign. He's wanting to speak to our hearts. He's wanting to help us. He's wanting to be our Lord. He's wanting to be our Savior. He's wanting to be your Savior. If we'll just let Him this morning, praise God, He'll move into your heart. He'll set up housekeeping. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost of God, He'll move upon you. Everywhere you are, there He'll be. He'll go with you. He'll satisfy you. Amen. He'll encourage you. We'll see His splendor, praise God, when He comes. You say, preacher, how do you see splendor? Because you get to looking for it. Amen. You get to looking for the splendor of the Lord, praise God. You get to looking for the gloriousness of the Lord, praise God. You'll begin to see it. Amen. It'll begin to manifest itself. Praise God. You'll begin to see Him in all the aspects of your life, of moving and doing those things that need to be done. Praise God. The splendor will be exceeding above anything that we can even begin to imagine or we can begin to hope. That's why we would give the praises to God and we lift up His name. We say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for the Son that you give us. Praise the Lord. Without Him, we'd have no hope at all. But I'm glad this morning that I have all hope in Christ Jesus. He is my hope this morning. The psalmist says it best in the 100th Psalm. In the 100th Psalm, the psalmist says it. Now, this is a psalm that they would sing. I mean, this is a psalm. It's called a doxology. They would sing and give glory to God for all His goodness and His mercy. Amen. For the glorious appearing in their hearts and in their lives. It's glorious. The 100th Psalm, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He didn't say you could if you want to. Amen. He said, hey, listen, go ahead, just make a joyful noise. Just begin to praise Him and give Him all the glory that He deserves as the God of heaven. Amen. That Lord from glory. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. See what's wrong with America? You know what's wrong with most of our churches in America today? We serve the Lord. Amen. But where's the gladness in our attitude? Praise God, we ought to say, glory to God, I'm glad I get to serve my Lord. Amen. I'm glad He gives me an opportunity to lift up His name. Glad He gives me an opportunity to know Him and the free pardon of sin. I'm glad, praise God, that I know my Savior. A servant with gladness. He said, come before His presence with singing. Amen. He said, glory. He said, He's so glorious. So we're going to sing and praise and give glory to His name for all His goodness and His mercy and His love and the compassion that He has for me and you. We don't deserve it, but praise God, we can sing and give Him praise for His goodness. Amen. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Amen. He is not, there is but one God, and that's the Lord God. Amen, amen. And he's the most high God. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of little gods in the world. If we ain't careful, we'll chase after them. But I will say, you get the serving, you get the following, you get to being led by the true God of glory. Amen. He'll change your life forever. He'll take our old life that's in disarray. Amen. He'll appoint us a path. Amen. He'll give us a cause. Praise God. He said, is there not a cause? David said, is there not a cause? I want to say there is a cause. It's cause of Christ. Yeah. Amen. Cause what He's done for me and you, and He wants to do it to everybody else. All those around us this morning for His glory. He said, it is He that hath made us and not ourselves. Amen. I'm glad I'm not who I used to be. Amen. Brother Danny, I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the man I'm going to be. But I'm not the man I used to be. There's something changed in my life, and it's Christ Jesus, my Lord. He come to me and I knew Him. He moved in, took up His abode, and the potter put me on the potter's wheel, and His hands is on me. Amen. Amen. Therefore, I can give Him all the praise and all the where He brought me from and where I'm going to. But I have a blessed hope this morning in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. And you do too, and we just need to tell it everywhere we go. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, that God is good. He said that we are His people. Amen. I'm His and He's mine. Praise God. Do you realize this, boy? If you've been saved, you belong to the Lord. You're His. Amen. He claims you. Amen. Did you hear what I said? He claims you this morning. As an individual, you say, well, you're talking about Stony Fort Baptist Church. I'm talking about you sitting in a pew in Stony Fort Baptist Church. He claims you as one of His. So we are His people. He said, and the sheep of His pasture. Said, you're His. Said, you're one of the little sheep. Now, sheep are the dumbest animals in the world. Just about. Amen. Sheep have to have a shepherd. Sheep have to be led or they'll just walk off a cliff. They'll get in harm's way. They'll get hurt. They'll just stand in one place and die. But because we have a shepherd, praise God, He leads us. We're His sheep, praise God. And we're the sheep. And He said, praise God, and if we'll let Him, He'll put us in His pasture. There's no better place to be in the pasture of the Lord. Amen. I won't say there's plenty in God's pasture. There's purpose in God's pasture. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, and it's pretty in God's pasture. Amen. He said, it's the best place you can be. I love to be in God's house and see God's people, see His smiling face, and we worship the Lord. We give Him praise and glory. Amen. The glorious appearing of the Lord. Amen. He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Amen. We got everything in the world to praise Him for. Because He has been God to us. He's the Lord and our Savior, praise God. We ought to enter in with the praise. We ought to come in the doors praising God. Amen. Rejoicing. To be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Amen. All of our praise and honor and glory ought to be to Him. Amen. I thank God for people in my life that give me some guidance and some leadership. But I praise God this morning, Lord Jesus Christ, for touching my soul, making me who had me to be. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. And He said, all happens, He said, for the Lord is good. Amen. I've never found anything bad in Him. Amen. Pilate searched Him. Herod searched Him. The Jews searched Him. When they had searched all they could search, He said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. Hey, praise God. I've looked and I've searched, praise God, and I can't find nothing wrong with my Savior. Amen. He's altogether lovely. Praise God. He is a good and perfect gift from heaven, praise the Lord. And He's something that lives in my soul, praise God, and it's never done me wrong. I see people all the time say, well, you know, I'm mad at God. What'd God do to you? You say, well, He did this or He done that. Well, He's God, amen. That's what He does. We come into this world, we can't expect to hang here forever, praise God, because He loves us enough, one day He'll take you out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Say, well, you know, preacher, I'm upset because of God. Amen. Praise God, I rejoice because of God. Because He knows the feeling of my infirmities. He knows my weakness and the lack of strength. He knows yours, and He knows when time's up. Amen. Amen. God's big enough. God, He sees you. Amen. Glory be to God. He's big enough to say, you know what? Enough. Amen. He said, enough, and praise God, He'll take us out of here. One day in a little while, praise God, we've all got an appointment. Who are we to say when that is? Amen. I know we all want to hang out here all, as long as we can. Amen. We want to hang out here and, you know, we want to see our grandkids grow up and our great-grandkids and our grandkids, grandkids, great-grandkids. Amen. 100 years from now. But, amen, it just don't work that way. Amen. When God says it's up, when your time is up, praise God, it's up. Man, we go out here, but praise God, we got a blessed hope. The glorious appear when we see Christ, amen, when we're in the presence of the Lord, amen, we get to go home in a little while. We're just pilgrims and sojourners. Amen. You're just pilgrims passing through here. Life is a journey, praise God. And sometimes we just get to the finish line. Amen. Some of us will get there quicker than others. Amen. Miss Marty was here last Wednesday night, and I'll just tell you, so she stood up and testified how good God be. A couple months ago, they told her, you know, she had had a certain type of heart attack, a stress-induced heart attack. Said her heart was down to 15%. Didn't look good. But about, 6 weeks? 6 weeks, she went back to the doctor, and they done some tests. Amen. And the doctor come back in, and he went and looked, and then she went and looked again, come back, and she said, I can't believe this. Said, you're just almost plumb normal, praise God. Your heart's almost back what it's supposed to be, praise God. Why? Because God Almighty wasn't through yet. He's still God, amen. He still can do that. They was figuring maybe we'd go back, maybe that'd be 25 or 30%, and boy, we'd have just shouted and give God glory for 30%. Amen. But I won't say that wasn't in God's plan. God said, you know what? I'm going to reach down. I'm going to touch, praise God, all the way. Amen. Why? Because He can. Amen. Because He's God. The Lord is good, praise God. And He's good to me and you. Amen. He done that for her. She stood up Wednesday night with tears and said, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God delivers again. You said, what about those that went on? Praise God. God delivers again. Amen. Had a little opportunity to go see Miss Banks the other day. Amen. You know, Dana Medka's grandmother, and she was dying. They said, she wants to see you. And I told you a while back, I went to see her on Friday evening. Pulled up there and went in, and she was asleep. And went over there, and I went to church with her at Mount Sheba several years ago. Over 20 years ago, I guess, since I'd seen her. But she listens to the radio broadcast every Saturday. Amen. She had tuned us in to hear the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And I went in there and I said, Miss Banks, I said, it's Jeff Massey, Preacher Jeff Massey. She opened her eyes. I said, Preacher said she ain't got her glasses on. Don't know if she can see you or not. She said, you know, looking kind of fuzzy. I said, Sister Banks said, it's Preacher Jeff Massey. And What was it she said? So she said, I can't believe it. So I can't believe it. She said, is it really you? I said, it's me. Amen. I said, sis, what is it you want to talk about? She said, I want to talk to you about the Lord. I said, glory to God, my favorite subject. Amen. On Friday evening. Amen. Found out Monday. They thought it had been treating her for a while for a lung infection and from pneumonia and all this stuff. They found out Monday that she had terminal cancer. That it wasn't pneumonia, but it was cancer had set in. Friday night I talked to her. We talked about the Lord. We give God glory. I mean, we marched right into the portals of glory and we just praised Him in the presence of the Father. And glory be to God, we worship God. Amen. Her son Doug said he was asleep on the couch Saturday morning about 1 a.m. and said he heard his little mother over there mumbling. Said he got up and thought maybe she was hurt and maybe something was going on. And said he got up and he went over and said she is reaching up just as high as she could reach. Laying in the bed, reaching just as high as she could reach. And she said, my Jesus is sufficient. Amen. He thought, I didn't understand. He said, I got a little closer. Said, she said, my Jesus is sufficient. Amen. The last thing I told her, I said, Sister Banks, glory be God, it's going to be all right. Just keep on looking to Jesus. Keep on looking for the Savior, praise God. You know what she did? She got to looking and she found Him at the throne of grace. Amen. Said, my grace is sufficient for every need. Amen. Praise God. She said, my Jesus is sufficient. Amen. Doug said he run in there and got Trish, his wife, out of bed. Now Trish had been struggling with some things, but he woke her up and he said, you gotta come in here, you gotta hear this. Said she went in there and she said she got down there and she didn't hear nothing. She looked at Doug. Doug looked at her and said, waited. Said that Trish told said, I called her Mimi. Said, Mimi? He said, what are you seeing? And she said she never opened her eyes, never even gave an inkling. She knew she was there. She said, Mimi, who are you seeing? She said, I see Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. What? She was looking into the portals of glory. She seen the glorious appearance of her Savior. Yeah. Amen. You say, can that be real? I will say, it don't get no realer than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 hours later, she went to glory. Amen. Amen, glory to God. 2 hours later, she let go of here and grabbed hold of there, praise God. Went out of here into eternity forever with the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe all that? I believe it all my heart. Amen. I've heard too many tales of old saints of God, amen, that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. Praise God, they see Him when He comes to get them. Amen. In the presence of glory. Amen. You never know. I went to hospital one time. Miss Dykes was there. Little lady, she reminded me of Teresa. She's a little short. She's shorter than Teresa. A jolly little lady. I mean, bless your heart. She was in there and I went, me and Teresa went in to see her. And she was laying there in the bed. We've come to the door and she was asleep and I just reached and pecked on the edge of the door real easy. Because they tell us the hospital said, look, as clergy said, if these people are resting, that's what they're here for, to get better. Said, don't be awaking them up, you know, and keep them from getting better. So I just pecked on the door real easy. She opened her eyes just a little bit. And I was standing over there in the doorway. And she opened her eyes just a little bit and peeked through the cracks of her eyes. She shut her eyes for just a second. And I was getting ready to turn around and leave. And all of a sudden her eyes go, poof! And she sat up and leaned up and looked through it. And she said, glory. She said, you were standing under there, under that light. And she said, I thought I saw an angel. Glory be to God. I said, no, sis, it's just me. Praise God. I will say glory to God. Amen. There's some angels looking on. Amen. At the glorious appearing of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. They'll be a shouting and praising God too. Yeah. Man, when he shows up, that little lady thought, I was an angel. Amen. Praise God, I'm far from an angel. But I'm glad these angels are watching over us. I'm glad these ministering spirits, praise God, or the devil, the demons of hell of this world would overrun us, praise the Lord. But I'm glad we have hope. Amen. And we have a Savior. And we have help in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Somebody to minister for us. Amen. Not only minister to us, but minister for us. For me and you. Amen. Glory be God. Why? Because God is good. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. God don't quit and He don't give up. Amen. He will appear to us. He'll show Himself. And how remarkable is that appearing. Praise God. That we can praise Him and adore Him for His goodness and His mercy. See, the Lord, when He came the first time, amen, He came for a cross. When He comes again, He's coming for a crown. Amen. When He came the first time, He came to scorn. When He comes again, He's coming in splendor and great glory. Amen. When He comes again, the first time when He came to humility. But when He comes again, He's coming in great honor, praise God. Amen. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When He came the first time, He came in concealment. Amen. Came to a little town of Bethlehem so many years ago. Amen. To a little place of Bethlehem, Euphrates. Amen. To the tower of the flock. Amen. Where He was birthed into the earthly family. Amen. God Almighty became flesh and dwelt among men. He came, praise God, in a humble atmosphere. But He's coming, praise God, in great splendor. He's coming again in glory. So we see that the splendor of His coming. But we also see the showing of His coming. We've seen the glorious appearing. But we also see the appearing. We see when Jesus shows up. Amen. What a glorious thing it is when Jesus appears. When Jesus shows up. He came in concealment that first time. The lowly shepherds were pointed. He was pointed out to them as they was on a hillside. The magi, praise God, it was pointed out to a star in the sky. Amen. The whole world was... That, you know why the world didn't see Him? They weren't looking for Him. Amen. But He was pointed out. Simeon got to see Him. Amen. Anna got to see Him. Because they was looking for His appearing, the glorious appearing of a Savior. But they didn't get that. The rest of the world didn't get to see Him because they wasn't looking for Him. I'm afraid a whole lot of our families in the world ain't going to see Him because we're not looking for Him. Amen. His glorious appearing when He comes. He's coming, youngins. Praise God. He's coming. You say, preacher, you preach this all the time. Praise God. I'm going to preach it till He gets here. Amen. He's coming. Praise God. He's coming. We need to be ready and looking because He's coming. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You're not going to stand in front of the Father and say, well, hey, that preacher didn't tell me He was coming. Amen. I believe I tell you just about every servant, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Yeah. Expect Him and He's coming. Praise God, because He's coming. Amen. His appearing in the rapture when He comes, take us out of here. The appearance in the revelation, praise God. When He comes and reveals Himself to the nations of the earth. When the knees will bow and every tongue will confess. Revelation 1 and 7, every eye will see Him. Amen. When He comes in the glorious appearing of the Savior, they ain't going to be able to say that ain't Him. Amen. When He comes again, praise God, they'll recognize Him as who He is. Revelation chapter 1. Let me just read that to you. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. He said, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. They're going to realize, the world's going to realize, praise God, that this was the Lord Jesus Christ that denied Him, that rejected Him, hadn't received Him. But praise God, here He is. Here He come, and here He is. Amen. I remember the glorious appearing of my Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when the glorious appearing came to me. Amen. But then I remember on that Wednesday night, 1900. Well, I remember before that when Granddad preached me into hell, showed me how real hell was, hung me out over hell, and said it's an awful, awful place of torment and the smoke and the fire that's never quenched. Amen. For years, for seven, 8 years, I hung out over that. Scared to death I was going to die and go to hell lost without God. But one night in March 1976, there was a glorious appearing. Amen. I was there in that little old church, that little old preacher, praise God, was a preaching on the Lord Jesus Christ, how much He loved me. And it was just like, hey, wasn't nobody in that church that night but me. Amen. I didn't think about nobody over here or over there. Didn't think about the buddies I was there with that invited me to come. I was just thinking about, boy, that old preacher's got my number. Amen. He knows exactly where I am. He knows exactly the sinner I've been and sinner that I am, the wickedness in my heart. He knows it. And he's a-preaching right to me. Amen. It seemed like that little old preacher was looking right at me. Every time I looked up there, he was focused right on me. He wasn't. He was looking in the glory. He was painting me a picture of God's grace, praise God, that I'd never seen before. And then all of a sudden on that March night, praise God, there was a glorious appearing. Hey, glory be to God. God got so big down in my heart. Amen. He went from my head down to my heart. God said, hey, listen, you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to worry about hell. You don't have to worry about those demons of hell no more. He said, you don't have to be afraid of the night. Amen. He said, I can give you light, praise God, it'll light every night. Amen. Praise God, I come out of there, praise God, because that glorious appearing. Amen. He appeared to me, and I come out of there, and I said, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. He appeared in the depths of my soul, praise God. And he took away all doubt, glory to God. And he put a blessed assurance in my soul. What happened? There was a blessed appearing in my soul. God made an appearance, a glorious appearance in my soul. You remember the day you got saved? Amen. Amen. You remember the day that you got saved when Jesus showed up? Let you know, praise God, that you was lost and done, just as dirty as hell itself. But praise God that He'd take you anyway. Amen. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, that engulfs us all. Amen. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Amen. Not perish, not end up in hell, but have everlasting life. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad I'm a partaker of life and that in abundance. You say, preacher, how'd you get that? Because of a glorious appearing. Amen. Because Jesus appeared in my soul and took up His abode. Amen. Praise God. The Bible tells us that the end time events. Amen. Look at, what are we looking for? Well, preacher, we're looking for missiles being let off over here and invasion over here and, you know, something else over here and your trials and heartaches and tribulations. No, praise God, the end time result, praise God, of this life is looking for the blessed appearing of our Savior. Amen. When He comes to take us out of this life and let us enter into eternal life with Him. Amen. Let us begin again and afresh, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ in glory. The Bible says that there'll be mourning when He comes. Amen. That glorious period of mourning on this earth. There'll be mourning and weeping, praise God, because of how we've treated the Savior. But I want to say there's rejoicing in the heart of saints, praise God. We'll be upset when He comes. Amen. They will. The world will. People on earth will be. But praise God, I want to say that the thrill will be for us to see Him and recognize and realize Him. But for the world that's lost, it'll be a terrifying thing. Be a terrifying thing, the glorious appearing of the Savior. But praise God, He said, He's coming, and we ought to receive Him with love and not lament, not whining and weeping and wailing. We ought to receive Him with joy and great singing and praising the Lord. Amen. At His glorious appearing. When He comes, He's coming to get us. And whether we're on a deathbed somewhere, praise God, or whether it be in the rapture, whatever it might be, amen, we ought to be just looking, expecting Him to come at any minute. Looking for that glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ when He steps out of heaven. Amen. He said in verse 13, He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. We ought to be looking for that glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expecting Him till He comes. Amen. You say, preacher, when's He coming? He's coming at any minute. Amen. Did you hear what I said? He's coming at any minute. He could come at any minute. This could be the day. Now, there's a whole lot of people all over this country fixing to have big parties tonight. Super Bowl parties. Amen. Big Super Bowl party to have a party of something to this world. But you know, before they ever get, and it was unreal. Walmart, places like that yesterday was packed. I mean, overflowing with people getting chips and snacks and chicken wings. There's a lot of chickens had to die this last few weeks. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of chickens, amen, to get their little old wings, amen. And that's what people are excited about. They're expecting tonight. But praise God, what if Jesus comes before they get before the kickoff? Amen. What if He comes? What if His glorious appearing happens before that first football ever gets in the air? Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't it be nice for us to be in the air? Just waving goodbye to this old world. Praise God. But you know what? A whole lot of them folks won't even realize we're gone. They won't even realize that the Lord of glory has done stepped out from the portals of glory and beckoned His to come home. Amen. They're still waiting in expectation of a kickoff. Amen. And praise God, we'll be rejoicing in the reception. Amen. Lord, because somebody done took us unto Himself, done received us. Praise God. Amen. Done made a touchdown for God's glory. Praise the Lord. But there's a lot of people today that are not looking for His appearing. They're not expecting Him till He comes. Amen. But He said a lot of people be weeping and wailing, so there'll be a lot of mourning when I realize, oh my goodness, this was the Lord Jesus. This was the Savior. And look how we've treated Him. I'm afraid a lot of people treat Him bad. But I want to say there's a glorious appearing in the day ahead. Amen. And I'm going to just look for Him. I'm going to just praise Him and give Him glory. Like the Psalms in 100 says, I'm just going to praise Him and sing Him, give Him praise every day. Amen. Looking for that glorious appearing when He comes to get me. Looking every day for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing.